going to begin our public session of today's meeting.
The last Ethics Commission meeting of the year was similar to most of the other meetings held this year. It lasted less than 15 minutes before the commissioners voted to enter a private executive session. Most of the members attended via Skype instead of in person. The only even slightly controversial matter arose when one of the commissioners, George Weissman, who's appointed by the Senate Republicans, questioned why the public is not informed of the agenda until just hours before the meetings.
I'm wondering whether it could not be posted somewhat earlier. You know, going forward in the future, in light of the fact that we are about transparency.
After a brief silence, the other Joint Commission on Public Ethics commissioners agreed that the agenda could be made public on the JCOPE website as soon as they receive it. Then, around 12 minutes after it began, Commission Chair Dan Horwitz announced that it was time for the public portion of the meeting to end.
We will now go into executive session.
There was no official word on what happened in the two-hour closed-door session. Critics of JCOPE, which include most government reform groups as well as former staff of prior ethics commissions, say it's not really the brief public sessions that they're concerned about. Rather, they worry that the structure of JCOPE, created by Governor Cuomo and the legislature, is inherently flawed. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says too many compromises were made when the commission was formed in 2011. He says a previous ethics panel created in 2007 was also problematic.
They come up with something that is pretend reform, and then they hope that everybody will just feel like it's good. They've put the points on the board and they're done. And that's what happened 2 years ago, and it hasn't worked.
The 14-member panel is designed so that any one faction can block a potential corruption investigation. While party leaders in the legislature are allotted appointments, most of the commissioners are chosen by Governor Cuomo. The top staff that run the day-to-day operations and supervise investigations are former employees of Cuomo, some when the governor was attorney general. Horner says that can lead to the perception that the ethics panel is controlled by Cuomo.
As long as it's viewed as beholden to the governor, which is effectively how people view it, it doesn't have the same kind of broad public support.
The Ethics Commission did complete a probe of sexual harassment allegations against former Assemblyman Vito Lopez and concluded that he violated sections of the public officer's law. It also looked at Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and his top staff's role in that matter, but stopped short of accusing them of any improprieties. Since then, two of the three commissioners appointed by Speaker Silver have resigned. Horner says JCOPE needs to be replaced with an independent agency that is not hemmed in by the competing needs of the governor, the legislative leaders, and their commission appointees.
It really has to truly be an independent entity in order to believe that it will enforce the law without fear or favor.
He says Cuomo and lawmakers should just admit that they made a mistake and start over. Even Governor Cuomo has admitted that the Ethics Commission could use some tweaking. He said earlier this year that it's the best commission that he could have achieved at the time, though.
The board we came up with is the best attempt we could get at balance and independence and get it passed.
Governor Cuomo is expected to push a reform package in the 2014 session. It's possible that corrections to JCOPE could be included. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.